From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The meat processing and packing industry is one of the latest to reveal the scale of COVID-19 disruptions. With cases in factories and farms on the rise, the U.S. Labor Department and the CDC are issuing joint guidelines to keep workers safe and avoid further disruption to the nation's meat supply. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. And Nova, what are these new guidelines?
Well, they're going to sound familiar to many of us. They include recommendations such as workers at least 6 feet apart, not congregating in areas such as entrances and break rooms, using cloth face coverings, implementing physical barriers such as plexiglass between workers, and screening employees for fever as they come in for work.
And that wasn't happening already?
Well, it's been happening as of recently. Some workers claim that those measures have been implemented too late. And keep in mind that these plants have had to keep operating because they're considered part of the nation's critical infrastructure. Many employees at these plants work in close proximity to one another for many hours at a time, so they are susceptible. We do know that a number of meat processing plants have closed around the country due to outbreaks, and that's putting pressure on the nation's meat supply. The chairman of Tyson Foods, one of the biggest meat processors, just took out full-page ads over the weekend in the New York Times and Washington Post, warning that millions of pounds of meat could, quote, disappear from the supply chain. And now that's affecting the price of meat at the grocery store. And at the same time, we're hearing reports such as farms preparing to slaughter as many as 2 million chickens because they can't process them. There's nowhere to take them.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.
You're welcome.